Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show, highlighting women in business in your community. I am Heather L. Taffy, a prosperity advisor, and I am so grateful to have you tuning in. You can participate in a couple of ways to be part of our show. You can call in and talk to a guest or myself at 646-595-3440. Or simply go to www.blogtalkradio.com/eventsite, register, and be part of our chat. We're here every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern, so tune in and get your excellence. Hello, everyone. Sorry for the late start. We had some technical difficulties with Blog Talk. That happens when you're dealing with a multi-user friendly platform like Blog Talk Radio. So grateful to have an opportunity to converse with you today and share some pretty interesting information. We are Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show, highlighting women in business in the community. And I'd like to start off with a little shout out to some of the community action that I've been participating in for the last week. Last week, we had an absolutely amazing healing show with Dawn Thompson of Dawn of the New Era, an amazing healer and spiritual advisor. And, you know, that energy just carried forward. We set some intentions, and we had a healing meditation at Peace House Columbus in Clintonville, Columbus, Ohio, off of North High Street. It's a non-denominational space. We've got a community room that can house about 25 people. We've got a massage table room that's available for rent. And we also have an office that's really perfect for studying, counseling, hypnotherapy, things of that nature. I call it the Freud room because of the big fun couch that's there. And, you know, I just wanted to let you guys know that it is available for rent. It is a nonprofit. So all of your donations are tax deductible from a charity standpoint. We work on and survive on donations. It's also available for rent in regard to using the space for classes. This Friday, we've got Thomas Moon Eagle coming in from Kentucky. He is an amazing matrix energetics healer that works on enhancing your energetic field through awareness and what I'd like to term right now is spiritual tweaking, where he can see the grid system that is our physical, emotional, and spiritual body, as well as the grid system of the earth and all the consciousness. And at that point, he is able to work on that energy and, you know, tune it up or set intentions and do some fun things like that. So, you know, feel free to connect with him this Friday again at 6:30. It's registration. The class is on special for $20. If you register today, you can go to www.transform.eevent.com to register. Otherwise, it is going to be $25 up until the day of the event, which will mean it will be $35 at the door. You can go to www.thomasmooneagle.com to learn more about Thomas and his healings. Connect with him on his YouTube channel. He does some amazing videos that you can watch over and over again, prosperity, setting intention, experiencing gratitude, magical weight loss, just to name a few of those videos. And you can donate directly to his website if you find any of those helpful. That's, you know, what's wonderful about healers today is we do work on donations and being paid for our time. Because our gifts are priceless, and so are yours. So you can't get paid for your gifts, but you can certainly get paid for your time, as my wife's teacher used to say. So, you know, it's important to have that energy exchange, whether it's trading services, offering an exchange of some sort, food, gifts, or financial. So, again, it's about a give and a take. Our show today is going to kind of dovetail off of last week's show, where we integrated some really powerful awareness, for myself anyway, of what is actually occurring in the energetic field at this time and how it's affecting people. And I just want to draft off that a little bit today, as well as spend a majority of the show on callers and highlighting the Universal Light Expo, which is Columbus's largest metaphysical event that's happening this weekend. So grateful to have a booth there, booth 114, where I will be doing prosperity readings, psychic readings, some sound healing work with my tuning forks, and also sharing Talk Fusion, a video sharing platform, and promoting my book, The 5 Steps to Abundance. So it's going to be a wonderful, wonderful show. There's like 335 vendors, not to mention all the classes, but we'll get into that in a little bit. What I'd like to do now is take a quick break, and when we come back, we will talk more about the community and how you can get involved to take care of some of that energy exchange I was talking about. Stay tuned.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com and WithInsights.com, your free online holistic publication resource magazine for achieving self-discovery and inspiration. Please feel free to explore our daily inspirational quotes and uplifting stories, exclusive interviews with local world-known inspirational leaders.
Thanks again for listening. This is Heather L. Tappy, a prosperity advisor. You are tuning in to Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show on Blog Talk. The channel is With Insights, and we are definitely going to be exploring some insights today and hopefully connecting you with some resources that not only will allow you to feel good and give back to the community, but also hopefully raise your consciousness and help you expand and increase your awareness to the gifts and light that you have within. That is where we left off. We were talking about the Universal Light Expo. That is, again, this weekend at Veterans Memorial off West Broad. I love this venue. It's my favorite place to have a show and participate. And, you know, again, grateful to be in booth 114 to support you and to be of service. The Universal Light Expo has been going on amazingly in Columbus, Ohio, since 1989. This is the 24th year. The theme of the event this year is Light of Ascension, which I find fascinating and very, very appropriate as we're hitting into the energies of the Mayan calendar, quote-unquote, closure of the 2012, and the fact that people are waking up and becoming more conscious of what is going on around them from a totally new perspective. Those of us that have been dealing with these energies for a while are having more powerful, more dramatic, more instantaneous co-creations, as well as really, truly experiencing what it is like to feel multidimensional. And I don't want to overwhelm our listeners, but there are many, many dimensions. And very simply put, everybody is aware of the third dimension. You know, you can see a cube on a piece of paper from one side. If you fold it, it's got two sides. If you make it a dimensional object that you can hold in your hand like a Rubik's Cube, it's three-dimensional. Add in the fourth dimension, which is emotions, and that's where humans sit. That's why we've incarnated to this time frame, time is an illusion, but to this time of our perception on Earth, this planet, to experience and work through our emotions on our journey. It is not about instantaneous understanding. Some of us wake up quickly, some of us take more time. That's just us learning to have a connection to our human experience. And I know for myself, it's definitely been a unique journey, and, you know, one that I was divinely guided to be on, one that I am grateful to still be divinely guided towards and flowing through. So, you know, I used to try to control and force my experiences and my awareness, which some of you might relate to, you know, wanting to be psychic or not understanding the impressions and intuitions that you're given. And so it becomes kind of scary at times. And I want to just give you a moment to breathe. Take a deep breath in. Let it out. And become aware that it's okay, that you're feeling something. That is exactly why you came here, to experience your emotions on this planet. And some of you might have started to notice an awareness where you're experiencing other people's emotions, where you're becoming more connected to the energies that are around you, that you see or you don't see, and more importantly, tapping into the emotions of friends, family, or coworkers, or, you know, complete strangers that are walking down the street. That's a very unique experience to be having, trust me. So, you know, again, you're not alone, and we want to offer you resources and support so that you don't feel chaotic and isolated and unprepared for your future. And you can revel and celebrate and walk through it with gratitude like I have chosen to do, so that more information, more opportunities, and more results can be given to you and provide help and support through this journey. So, you know, some core principles of today are going to be: you're not alone. You're exactly where you're meant to be. If you're feeling out of alignment, out of balance, off kilter, out of whack, totally crazy, it's okay. And once you become centered and clear that wherever you are and accept wherever you are is exactly where you're meant to be, then the pure energy, the potentiality, the stillness can step in and wrap itself around you like a giant divine feminine hug, which I'm sending out to you right now, as an opportunity to embrace the beauty within, the divine feminine, the healing, the goddess energy, and just know that you're perfectly okay. You are a perfect expression of your own uniqueness. And that is what today's show is here to remind you, that no matter where you are in your journey, you are in the exact right place. Can you have questions? Can you feel compelled or notice that there's other opportunities around you? Absolutely. And, you know, that's kind of the fun piece. There's this, like, you know, ignorance is bliss, that we come in with all the knowledge and then instantly, in most cases, it's blacked out. Not the children of today. I would guess to say if the number that's coming to me is 60% of the children today do not forget their divine purpose and why they're here. That's why autism is in such an increase in revelation, because those children are on a frequency and a scale that is dramatically higher in vibrational frequency or awareness than most of the planet. And so as those that took a long time on their path, you know, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100 and some years to get to their own awakening. Some don't ever get there, and that's okay because they get to come back. I believe in reincarnation. But the children that are being born today are, if you picture the globe, and you guys have all seen those gemstone globes with all the beautiful different, you know, precious stones and minerals in them, and they represent the countries. If you can picture that, and then all of a sudden you start to see like a light bright board, for those of you that remember light bright, or a switchboard, or a phone line, just starts to light up randomly across the earth. Those are the awakenings and the births of these children that I'm talking about. And they're here to give us an opportunity to question who we are, to rethink what we've been taught, what we've been socialized, what we've been given, and have an opportunity to choose to expand and increase our awareness. And that's my position on the opportunity. Is it frustrating to the community and the family and probably to the children that they don't tend to communicate the way we're used to. Absolutely. Is there anything wrong with that? That's an opinion. That's your choice to decide. And so what I know is a divinely given fact. Is as these lights choose to turn on and certainly start to encircle the earth, imagine what a precious glowing space we will be walking on as this earth grows whiter and brighter and, you know, more integrated with its purpose. And, you know, we could get into the Mother Nature and the cycles and all that, but that's not necessarily what I'm talking about. I'm talking more from just a pure potentiality, a pure creation of energy, and how that moves forward and how it creates and how it inspires us. And we inspire each other to be better. And, you know, it's very empowering. And I'm channeling right now. Those of you who might not know, I have many business focuses, and I don't always promote that I'm a sound healer, that I'm a angelic sound channel, meaning, you know, if I sat in front of you and you asked me a question, I could bring in a divine being to offer you guidance and information. And that divine being could be of the fairy realm. It could be an angel. It could be a star being. It could be many, many things. And I actually take on that person or allow that person to sit on me energetically to speak through me as the channel or the interpreter to give you the messages so that your higher self can communicate through my higher self to you. And it's a very interesting process to watch, and I look forward to doing that a little bit this weekend at the Universal Light Expo and connecting with you, hopefully, if you're in Columbus, Ohio. Again, it's this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. It's only, I think, $10 to get in the door. You can pay for both days. It is a eye-opening healing experience. And for those of you that are new on your journey to finding and, fulfilling your purpose or defining your purpose, it can be slightly overwhelming. For me, it's like walking through a giant hug of my family. And I truly, truly appreciate that because, you know, I don't have an actual birth family that I speak to anymore, partly because of my choice to see the reality as such a positive, uplifting space. And we all choose our paths, and sometimes people come in and people go out. So I have a wonderful, giving family of choice. That's why I get to be on with Insights. And so I want to do a shout-out for some of our other shows that you can tune into by going to blogtalkradio.com/withinsights. We have with Insights every Monday at 6, Healing Messages with Rosa Bell and Iggy Garcia, brother and sister team, and they do a phenomenal expression of who they are, and they also offer some wonderful intuitive guidance that you can participate in, as well as get some private readings. And so, you know, you can call into our show anytime. It's every Wednesday at 2. And so, you know, I'm looking forward to connecting with those individuals on the West Coast and other countries. And, you know, I love the fact that our audience is growing and growing. And I only owe that gratitude to you, my listeners. And so we want to hear from you. We want to know what you think of the show. I'm getting an amazing amount of downloads. My goal this week or in the next few weeks is to hit 1,000 downloads. And I can only do that with you sharing the information if it's relevant and passing it on and telling us what you want to talk about, asking to be a guest on our show, calling in to our show to ask questions. That's the most beautiful piece of this. So, again, this is just a beautiful and wonderful experience. We also have Jenny Seek. She is going to be at the Universal Light Expo as well. She does psychic readings and sacred bracelets. These bracelets are beautiful, folks. They're made with precious gemstones, semi-precious. She channels the energy and infuses it with love. And there's nothing more powerful than to wear a piece of jewelry on your person that's infused with love, to offer you healing and an empowerment or a symbol, not to take away your power, but to remind you that you have it. I am so in love with rocks and minerals. I call myself a rock freak. And I used to wear, literally, it's so funny, I would wear like 4 or 5 crystals around my neck, the point pendants, and I couldn't leave the house without them. And I would wear 2 rings on each finger, and I was just adorned because I needed that energy, that protection. But now that I'm looking back and now as I'm speaking it to you, my wisdom says that was just to activate the inner power that I had. So when I wore adventurine, it's a beautiful green speckled stone, and I love the name. I'm adventurous. It reminded me that I have that courage, that I have that ability to walk my path and be who I am and do what I need to do, but be in a safe, protective way about it, that I don't have to go off the deep end and do things, but that the choices I make were in divine guidance. Or rose quartz, which is about inner love and spiritual love and self-healing, or hematite is my absolute favorite. It's a silver stone. And if you read about it, it helps promote circulation in the blood and stress relief because it lowers blood pressure. It actually has a metaphysical property of healing. It also has a clear, definitive scientific definition, meaning that when you take this stone, if you got a hunk of it, the rough, not the polished, and you scraped it or scratched it upon a surface, you would actually see a red streak. That's the hematite, like blood. Hema is tight. It means, you know, water and blood and circulation. So, you know, those are a few of my favorite stones. And you're going to be able to buy those, oh, my God, all weekend. Steve Rosley, one of my great, great friends, he's www.crystalmaster.com, got a 67-pound Star Series skull. I don't know if Star is coming. I know he's got a couple others. I'm sensing he's got someone that's kind of a dark greenish or something that's going to be there. He sells these crystal skulls, and they're so powerful. They're little circuit breakers and computers, and they store the ancient energy. And what I love in working with them now that I'm, you know, aware of it is they have a direct line of communication to the other skulls. So if you want to tap into the energy of Atlantis, all you have to do is talk to the one skull in front of you, ask for that information, give it permission to download or, you know, enter into your circuitry, your frequency, and receive that information. And so it's a very powerful telephone of the cosmos. And I just had some very, very amazing experience with that. So we're going to take another break. I'm actually going to play Jenny Seek's intro so you can get a feel for her. And, you know, what she does on Tuesdays, and I believe at 8 o'clock. So you can tune into her radio show. So 1 second.
Welcome to Inner Voice Intuitive Hour with your host, Jenny Seek.
Hi, folks. This is Jenny Seek, and this is your weekly forum for connecting with your intuitive process, all things metaphysical, and honoring and recognizing your soul self. Thanks for tuning in, and enjoy the ride.
Hello, welcome. You are listening to the Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show on With Insights channel on Blog Talk Radio. I'm Heather L. Tapia, Prosperity Advisor. We're about halfway through our program, and we're looking for callers. So if you'd like to call in, you can give us a call at 646-595-3440. That's 646-595-3440. You can just listen by calling in on that number, or you can press a button and ask to be a call that we can ask questions, interact. This is a forum for highlighting women in business. We are also extremely interested in, you know, connecting with the community action, the activities out there, highlighting your business. So whatever it is, give us a shout-out so we can give you a shout-out. And within that tone of thought, there's a couple of other activities, nonprofits, promotions, events that I want to just, you know, share with you. The first is this weekend is the Universal Light Expo at Veterans Memorial. It is one of the largest psychic events in Ohio. It's been going on for 24 years. And you can pick up programs around town or go to www.universeexpo.com to get a list of the vendors, the speakers, their categories. And most importantly, folks, I highly, highly recommend that you go and you look at the class schedule. I have never seen a more organized, thoroughly planned out set of classes than what the Universal Light Expo does. There's literally 14 different classes going on simultaneously around Vets Memorial off Broad Street. So, you know, please, 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 call and check out or go and check out their website. Plan your schedule because these classes this year, I have seen some very, very unique, eclectically themed classes. And it just kind of falls in line with the energies and the things that are going on. People are asking questions. They're trying to, expand where they're at and find out, you know, what they can do. And so I want to... I'm texting on Facebook because the next, shout-out I want to give is to a nonprofit that I just recently found out about. It is a 2-year-old charity that is run by Cortessa Tisch. She has done such an amazing job. It's Mothers Helping Mothers. You can go to www.mhteen.org to get more information, find out how you can support it, and to donate. That's their big thing right now. They have a beautiful facility, like 7,000 square feet, and their sole purpose is empowering teen mothers and their children. I asked her purpose because I'm helping her with her business plan. It's part of my business coaching. I, you know, coach businesses and help people when they need support. And all I can say is you have to define your purpose, folks. If you're working 9 to 5, 10 to 6, whatever it is, what is your purpose? What gets you out of bed in the morning? And if it's not that job and you have a passion, you have a gift or a talent or an art that you want to express and share, I help people monetize that passion. I support you in co-creating your dream with very concrete and successful marketing skills. My niche is the web. And all I can share with you is if I didn't have the websites and the internet, I wouldn't be talking to you today. I'd have to go to a studio. I'd have to spend thousands of dollars, all this stuff, and I couldn't talk to you unless you called in because I wouldn't have time to call you. So with the beauty of the web, you have the opportunity to download our show, repeat it, share it, cross-market it. You know, please, please, please get it out on the web, folks, and, you know, let people know about Mothers Helping Mothers. It's a Columbus, Ohio local charity. Their mission is to be a refuge in which a teen and young mothers in need of support and guidance can receive mentoring and education, most of all encouragement, that will empower them in such a way that it promotes positive self-esteem and enhancing their teen parenting skills. Like we talked about, who's our future? Who are the light, bright boards that are shining around the globe right now? It's our children. And, you know, I can't be more passionate about honoring everybody's space. We're all kids inside, and it's never too late. And, you know, even if I only have a dollar to my name or nothing to my name, I want to help. I can help with my energy. I can help by giving stuff that I have that I don't use anymore. I can help by offering money. But they need people to help with all of it. They've got so many people offering them things for the kids and the mothers and the teens. It's fabulous. But I'm going to tell you right now, folks, what Tish needs, what these teen mothers need is a frickin' place to stay. And they have the facility. But without the ability to fix up these rooms and put the furniture in there, there's absolutely no way they're going to be able to support these teens that are homeless or are having to get out of a situation. You know, she was telling me about a situation where the mother showed up and she'd been beaten. Her mother dropped her or brought her, beaten again by her boyfriend. She just lost her baby. Her other child was on life support, and they just had to pull the plug. Where is this person going to find positive self-esteem and affirmations and acceptance? Where is this person going to learn not to judge themselves for the choices that they've made? Because it's about being in the moment and inspiring yourself from a power within. And if we don't connect with each other and we isolate and we pull back and we don't co-create, that's what's going to happen. We're going to self-judge ourselves to death. We're going to choose to die. And you know what? There's so much fun to be had on this planet. I am here to live it and be in the moment and do what I can to be an example and support those entities, beings, and individuals in a way that empowers them. That is my purpose, to be of service to you while being of service to myself. So as I go through these life lessons, as I learn these tips and tricks, and I go on this journey, I want to share them with you. So if you go to www.mhmteen.org, you can find out more about Mothers Helping Mothers and empower teen mothers and support them and help them with different projects. There is an amazing event happening at the end of the month. It's a fashion show. It's fun. For those of you that love America's Next Top Model like I do, I'm not ashamed. I love Tyra Banks. She's phenomenal. There's going to be Dominique, who is actually from Columbus, Ohio, God bless her, who made it to one of the top runners-up of that event. And so she is going to be hosting this amazing fashion show. It is happening at the end of the month. It's $50 for VIP. Just means you get the pre-party, get to hang out, get to smooch a little bit, and interact and probably get some orders and some good food. Or you get to connect with individuals at the runway show starting, I think, around 7. It is called, I'm waiting for the JPEG to load. My computer is so cracked right now. It's going to be a great event. I cannot wait to be there and support it, happening again on the 28th of October. I'm going to have the links on Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show on Facebook, our fan page. Please, please, please go in and like us and tell us what you're looking for and share it. We're reaching about 76,000 people a week just on my Facebook fan page. I've got so many fan pages and beautiful clients that allow me to share information. So I'm conservatively reaching about 250,000 people a week as far as views. So if you understand how web marketing works, doesn't mean 250,000 people are actually seeing this. What it means is, just like on a commercial, if you happen to have the channel on and you're tuned in, you're going to see us. And that's the important thing. So, you know, definitely, you know, participate in any way you can. Help Cortessa. Kurtisha, I'm so sorry, Sanders, and Mothers Helping Mothers with reaching their goals for that event. Definitely go to facebook.com/Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show, and you will find the link where you can RSVP to the event. So we are so grateful to have you guys listening. I need to do another commercial break so I can blow the fan on my exploding, overheating hard drive. So, again, folks, thanks so much for your support, and we will be right back. One second, please. Good segue. Thanks, everyone. This is Heather L. Tapia, Prosperity Advisor. You are listening to the Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show. Thanks so much for being a part of our show. I was giving a shout-out to Hot Couture, which is a fundraiser happening on October 28th of this year for Mothers Helping Mothers. It is happening at the beautiful Columbus Museum of Art. The entire museum is dedicated to this event. This is your one-time opportunity to be able to tour the museum, give back to charity, support people, and experience a beautiful space. They are going to have runways. There's going to be DJs. So, you know, hop in, buy your ticket ASAP. Proceeds are, again, benefiting Mothers Helping Mothers. So we really love the fact that you're listening to our show and supporting Mothers Helping Mothers, the Entrepreneurial Excellence, the Universal Light Expo, all these beautiful people that are out there hoping to support you. I'm going to have to take another break for technical difficulties, so please hold the line.
Yes, Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to WithInsightsRadio.com with Iggy Garcia and Rosa Bell on the Blog Talk Radio Network.
Hello.
Hey, Rosa.
Hey, welcome to With Insights Radio, everyone.
Welcome, everybody.
Rosa
welcome.
Bell and Iggy Garcia. Wow, what amazing day you were sharing with me, and we were kind of holding back, not to you know spill our beans with everybody, but we've had quite an amazing day, amazing weekend. We participated in the sacred drumming that you facilitated at Mystic Nirvana, and it was amazing. The energy, the space that you created, very cool. The people that attended, it was just it was perfect. So if you don't mind, maybe you could share a little bit about this while I see if our guest is on. So go ahead and... Yeah.
Yeah, we did a drumming, sacred drumming ceremony yesterday here in Columbus, Ohio. We were actually did a sermon too. We just tried to open up the energies and welcome, spirit into our lives and healing to occur. And basically that's what happened. What ended up happening was we invited energies to come, through the lights, and we had a lot of spirit orbs appear. You probably didn't see them until you actually had confirmation with pictures especially. But it was totally amazing. I mean, it was just totally amazing. And, and at the end of the night, it just kept getting better and better and better, because you ended up calling me later on and told me about your experience you saw.
Yeah, last night was pretty magical. We got home, I think, close to 11 o'clock, and my husband was talking to me, and he's walking in the bedroom, kind of looking out the window. It looked like to be a full moon or something close to a full moon, overcast, cloudy skies, and he was starting to, say, oh, my gosh, what's out the window? So he was like, the kids basically rushed to see what he was talking. All right, everyone, that was a quick glimpse into Iggy Garcia and Rosa Bell. Again, that show happens with Insights every Monday at 6 p.m. I actually was a participant in that drum circle event. It was the most amazing experience. I got to hang out with Brenda Posini last night, another beautiful channel and psychic. She has a shop out in Powell, Ohio, and it's called Mystic Nirvana. She will also be at the Universal Light Expo, and if you want to see a woman sing, she is such an entertainer, such a singer. We were out at karaoke last night having a total blast, and she had a shop off of Bethel Road, and Iggy facilitated a spiritual ceremony. We're a part of a band of holistic healers. It's a Native American tribe called the Namenha, and as part of our spiritual beliefs, our medicine is our medicine bag, our rocks that I've talked about, our circle, our drums. And, as a sound healer, my drum is very sacred to me. And, I lost part of my medicine at our last sweat lodge, and he found my tuning fork. So, again, at the Universal Light Expo, I'll be doing tunings, and I love to say I'll be forking people. And it's just going to be a beautiful, beautiful weekend. So come in, check out Brenda and Mystic Nirvana, and, you know, I remember that drum circle. And I was literally, I started talking briefly about dimensions and so forth, and I started to shift into a different subject. But I think it's okay to kind of give you a little intro to dimensions. This weekend, on Friday, kicking it off, is Thomas Mooneagle. He's coming from Kentucky. You can go to www.transform.eevent.com to register for his Gateway to Transformation. And all I can share with you is what I'm feeling right now, and I'm going to send that energy out there. So as you're listening, for those of you that choose, do you take a deep breath in? Expand your heart and feel the ever-pouring waves of fulfillment. I'm being filled up right now. Thomas is probably journeying right now to find out what to do this weekend and how to facilitate more clarity and balancing for the energetic shifts that are happening right now. So Dimension 101, we already started. You know, you've got first, second, and third and fourth. That's where we humans sit. The fifth dimension is where you can drop your guards and your emotions and truly be that authentic self-expression. And when you choose, by simply stating, I choose to be my authentic self in the fifth dimension, you'll get a glimpse of who you are and why you are. What I know from my divine journey is I work in the eighth dimension and above. So when you do a healing session with me, and we integrate the divine loving being energy and divine feminine and Mother Mary and Jeshua and God and, Sacred Mother and all these beautiful divine energies. We start at the eighth dimension. So you have dropped out of your earthbound physical self, but your spirit self, your higher self, can express itself and its true divine nature, and then share that wisdom with you, with yourself. You get information and insights from yourself. It's an absolute beautiful experience. And it's okay that it takes practice. I've been practicing this for a long time. I'm going to continue to practice this and learn with clarity to allow myself to be where I'm at. The best gift I was ever given was the awareness that where I am is where I am. Not before, not after, right now. When you are in the divine presence, then you can co-create 100% your reality. So that your thoughts become reality. Law of attraction plus action equals the law of manifestation. That's in the 5 Steps to Abundance, an introduction to love and business, a book I wrote a few years ago. And that is so powerful. And thank God I have people like Dawn Thompson and Iggy Garcia and Dana Baker to say, you know what? I thought of this and it showed up like that. So our thoughts do become reality very clearly and quickly. So choose positive interactions with yourself. Choose to be more divinely present and ask for what you need and allow and receive it. And as you walk through these dimensions, you co-create more of who you are. Now, we could go on and on and on dimensionally, but we could just sit here. And as we come to the close of this week's Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show, again, I have chosen to take a more spiritual approach, a more co-creative and divine interaction and spiritual nature expression than my normal biz-to-biz, because it is exactly what I needed to say and feel. And I know without a shadow of a doubt that intuitively all the words that are coming through me are for you. And if you choose to accept some of this wisdom and part upon yourself, be that curious observer. Don't say, yeah, I don't get it, or I want it, or I have to figure it out. You don't have to do anything. No action is required to sit and learn how to be in stillness and absorb this information. And know that whatever you get is exactly what you get. And it's perfect. And it's okay. You have no more work to do. except allowing and receiving and acknowledging your purpose and path and passion on life. Your purpose, your path, and your passion. Your purpose, your path, and your passion. And in this way, you will be more who you are. Your purpose, your path, and your passion. And I'm typing it on our fan page so that I will remember it. And you can resource it later. Because when I channel, I don't remember what I say. Why? Because the energies go through me. That way I don't have to take on stuff, garbage and other people's stuff. And, you know, just keep spinning my wheels and the old chain of humankind. So I appreciate all of our interactions today. I especially am excited about the information that have been given to me and shared with you. I hope it has allowed you to shift in your greater awareness in some capacity. And as a closing, I want to share with you a gift I got in the mail. I got rid of cable because I am a TV junkie, meaning I was an only child raised by TV. I still love watching shows and detaching and experiencing the adventures of life and going through books and journeying and all that fun stuff. And so now I do it on the Internet. Again, love the Internet, right? So I got a card today from Netflix that says, share this special offer with family and friends. It can be shared with as many family and friends as you like. So guess what, folks? You around the world, please, God, take advantage of this. Let's get 1,000 people taking advantage of this free month trial of Netflix. You can go to netflix.com/special offer and enter the priority code 800-35667. That is 800-35667. And get your free month because I'm doing it because I am a TV junkie. I watch Hulu right now, and I love it. My new favorite show is Revolution. It is about the ending of the electronics, the energy, the power grid going out, and how people responded and co-created. And I feel like, you know, people want to call it the Armageddon, the Mayan calendar's ending, yada, yada, yada. Again, I don't buy into these catastrophic endings. I want to share with you this is a process, a rebirthing. It is the Light of Ascension weekend at Betts Memorial. I'm in booth 114. If you want more information, come see me. You can go to heatherltapia@gmail.com, www.heatherltapia.com. Let me know what you need. I'm here to support you and be of service. If I'm not of service to you, I'm not of service to myself. And that is my purpose. So as the energies are shifting, some are closing and mutating. Some are closing and dissipating. Does that make sense? Mutating, shifting, dissipating, gone. Dissipating because they are over. The masculine energy field is holding on with its entire grip force. That's why the news and the media wants you to buy into this catastrophe of negative, negative, negative. So entrepreneurial excellence purpose, not only to highlight women in business and support the community, is to remind you that you can monetize your passion, that you can achieve your excellence, that with a philosophy of gratitude called love in business, you can understand there is no competition, that we are all together to co-create and to be supportive of our goals. And in that support, we expand and grow and create more love, light, and healing. So with that, I'm going to close with find your purpose. Acknowledge your path, and enjoy your passion. Thank you so much, everyone, for participating in today's show on Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio every Wednesday at 2 p.m. on blogtalkradio.com/withinsight. I am so, so grateful to share these messages and information with you. Please share the links and the downloads with other people. We're going for 1,000 downloads, folks. Come on. I got 780 a week and so ago. So we can do this 1,000. All I need you to do is share it one or two times on a few pages on your Facebook, and we will hit our goal. And tell us what you want. Tell us what you want to hear. I'm putting so much information out there, but I need to know what you want. So if you are one of those 780 downloads or 1,000 downloads, check in to Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show on Facebook. And please, please, please let us know how we can support you and what your thoughts are and what you liked about the show. Because I'm not hearing from you guys, and it's time that I do. So thank you for being here. One last promotion. March 8th is International Women's Day. Woo-hoo! And I am going to coordinate with a beautiful group of people the best, amazing, effing celebration possible to highlight women in business of an entrepreneurial nature, as well as you. And you can find out more information at www.columbus.webs.com and tell us how we can support you. Thanks so much for being a part of our show. We appreciate you, and let us know how we can support you. You guys have an excellent, excellent time today. Enjoy your day. It's beautiful outside. Get out there, and I'll see you this weekend at the ULE. Take care, and God bless.